For the second scripture reading this morning, we're going to continue on in Acts chapter 12, verses 11 through 19, Peter's miraculous escape from prison. When Peter came to himself and said, "Now I know without a doubt that the Lord sent his angels and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were anticipating." When this had dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people were gathered and were praying. Peter knocked at the outer entrance, and a servant's girl named Rhoda came to answer the door. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed, she ran back without opening it and exclaimed, "Peter is at the door." "You're out of your mind," they told her. When she kept insisting that it was so, they said, "It must be his angel." But Peter kept on knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Peter motioned with his hands for them to be quiet and described how the Lord had brought him out of prison. "Tell James and the brothers about this," he said, and then he left for another place. In the morning, there was no small commotion among the soldiers as to what had become of Peter. After Herod had a thorough search made for him and did not find him, he cross-examined the guards and ordered that they be executed. May God add his blessing to the reading of the word.
Thank you, Rose. I have really been enjoying this almost the first of the year, continuing to go through the book of Acts. I hope you are too. It's a lot of exciting stories here, and this one is one of the best as we read through the book of Acts, of how God works in some powerful and glorious ways in the midst of some real tough times. I thought this was appropriate, and this was the next section of scripture that we were going to be talking about. It fits, I think, with this kind of post-July 4th celebration. I have a question. When you are going through something really, really difficult, or you're about to go through something very difficult with a choice that you make, probably one of the first questions that you ask yourself is this: is it really worth it? If you're about to face something, you have a choice, you're going to ask yourself the question, is it worth it? Whether it's a surgery, or chemo, or job change, or some kind of a difficult task, or standing up for the truth, is it worth standing for your faith? You ask yourself the question, is it really worth it? You know, when we look at July 4th, and last week we were talking about a lot of the signers of the Declaration of Independence and some of what they had to suffer and go through. As one who had signed that declaration, it wasn't just a piece of paper that was signed, a bunch of guys and said, "Hey, this is a good thing to do, let's do it." For many of them, the price that they paid was huge. And so it is also in the early church here, as we read in the first part of this text, there was a price that was paid already by some in the early church. They had a tough path. They had a tough path. Those first few verses indicate to us there was a tough path. King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church, intending to persecute them. He had James, the brother of John, put to death with a sword. We already knew about Stephen. And now he wanted to seize Peter, put him in prison. This was the lot for the early church. It was a tough path. many were persecuted. Now Peter is being pursued, going to be jailed, intended to be brought to public trial after the Passover. I'm assuming that would be perhaps a year after Jesus' death and resurrection, Passover being the next one. Here is Peter, and he's in jail. This is all laid out for us in those first few verses. My question for Peter, for Stephen, for James, for the persecuted, for us: how did they get through the tough patches? The answer is right there in verse 5, the second part of that verse. Here's what we hear. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. How do you get through tough patches in your life? I think the main ingredient here is prayer. 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 Intercessory prayer. Praying for others, not just your own situation, but praying. Peter didn't know for sure, although I'm sure he sensed the prayers of the people who were in the house that were praying for him, because he was in prison, knowing that his lot could have been death. It was eventually, but could have been death. But as you know, something cool happened. But I still want to say to you, how do you get to the tough patches? And it starts with prayer. But there's something else that I think is important for us as we get to the rough patches in life. And sometimes people don't enjoy this because they have not made themselves a part of that. They're built in to the Christian faith and walk, Christian community. It's important as we walk our walk with Jesus that we do it in Christian community. Some people want to be lone wolf Christians, lone ranger Christians. We were never meant to do it alone. We were meant to do it in community. And Peter enjoyed Christian community. In fact, his community of faith was praying for him while he was in prison. And I want to encourage you with that this morning. It's not just intercessory prayer, but you know what comes with intercessory prayer is Christian community, right? If I'm in Christian community, then I know there are other people who know what my need is, what my tough patch is, what I'm going on, what's going through in my life right now, or what you're going through in your life right now, that there are people who love us and care for us in Christian community that will pray and intercede. The early church knew that. Peter assumed that while he was in prison. There was a lot of stuff going on outside of prison. And the community of faith was praying. Folks, please, don't ever go it alone when you're going through a struggle in life. I've always prayed and hoped that in this church we would be so transparent, that anyone could come with any kind of a problem they have and let the church know that they're struggling, that we would pray with them. And there never would be this pointing of fingers saying, did you know that so-and-so is struggling with this? You know what's going on in their house? You know what's going on in their life? No, instead it would be a community of faith that says, you know what? We're going to pray. We're going to pray. And God's going to do a mighty work. How do you get to the tough patches? Prayer and Christian community. And when that happens, what then happens is the impossible now becomes the possible. The impossible now becomes the possible. When equipped with intercessory prayer, the next step is easier. Didn't say it was easy. But with intercessory prayer, the next step is easier. Little did Peter realize how much was going on in the background here. When he's told all of a sudden, verses 6 and 7, waking up from a sleep, and the angel says, get up. Chains are not, get up. He gets up. The chains fall off. You know, the next step was what? Obedience. So prayer. How do you get to the tough patches? It's prayer. It's Christian community. It's obedience. Obedience to do what God called you to do, what the angel of the Lord told Peter to do. Get up. Get up. And then do what I say. Obedience. You can follow God because He's trustworthy. And even when you're following Him, can you imagine Peter? I'm just thinking now, he thought this was a vision. It was so surreal. He wasn't thinking he was really doing what he was doing. It was kind of like doing it in a vision. He finally woke up, it says in the text. But God told him to do what he did. And you think of the dangerous aspect of that. To get up and the chains fall off and to leave the prisoner guard there. What do you mean? God, this isn't good. I want to be in good stead with them because just in case. Get up and follow me. God says to you and me to get up and to follow Him because He's trustworthy. Every promise God ever made, He has always kept. Except for those that are still yet to come. So you know, if He has kept every promise in the past that those speak of the future, He'll keep those promises. That's why we have those signs all over the place that say, God's got it. Because God's got it. He's got the little stuff in our life that we think is insignificant. He's got that. And He's also got the macro stuff, the stuff that goes well beyond what we could ever think or imagine. God's got that too. The Creator of the universe has got it all, doesn't He? And we have to remember that. We have to remember that. Follow Him because He is trustworthy. Even when the circumstances don't seem doable, just follow Him. Peter must have thought these circumstances aren't doable, but he was told to follow Him. And so he followed. And sometimes you in your life think the circumstances just aren't doable. And I encourage you and me likewise to just follow Him. Just follow Him. Verses 8 through 10. Peter followed Him out of the prison. He had no idea what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. He passed the first and the second guard and came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself. No help, folks. It opened. And they went through. And when they walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him. That's when he came to. Whoa! This really happened. And you know, sometimes God works that kind of way in our lives too. It's like, whoa! That really happened. In the middle of it all, we're just kind of fishing around and wandering and what in the world's going on here. But you get to the other side and think, whoa, God's really doing something here. Peter recognized that it wasn't him, but it was God. And it was real. And folks, it is real. Peter knew that this was a God thing now. The angel had rescued him and now the angel just left. He realized this was a God thing going on now. Hindsight was now plain to see. Isn't it easier for us to look back? When you're in the middle of the thing, and sometimes you wonder, God, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm struggling, God. I'm hurting, God. I don't know what in the heck is going on, God. But hindsight, afterwards, shows you that there was a path all along. God never left you, and God never forsook you. He's invested in you, you know? He's invested in you because of what He did for you and for me through Jesus Christ. God is invested in us. He paid a huge price. And if He paid a huge price, you know He's going to walk you through this. What happened here was, not only this happened to Peter, but now that those people who are interceding for him, and probably some of them interceding and think, God, I don't think You're going to do anything, but I'm going to pray anyway. So I'm praying for my brother Peter. Man, he's doomed now. He's toast. He's gone. He's dead. But I'm going to pray because You told me to pray. And I pray. And then Rhoda, who's one of those that was praying there, a servant girl comes to the door. And there's Peter. They had been praying for Peter, and now Peter's standing there. She's so excited. She's so, whoa, she forgets to let him in. Sometimes God surprises us, doesn't He? Sometimes He says, I'm going to wow you with something. I'm going to wow you with something. We don't know what to do with it. God, And other times, he just brings peace. Other times, he just says, look, Dave, trust me. Just trust me. Just trust me. You're going to get through it. You're going to get through it. Because I am with you. Just follow me. Be obedient to me. Maintain that Christian community. Pray. Pray. So Rhoda was so overjoyed, she forgot to invite him in. Following and praying to God will lead sometimes to surprises and other times just peace. But God takes us through all those tough times in life. He delivers us. Praise God for His deliverance. And tell others what He's done. I've got a cross here this morning. It's a special cross. I don't think any of you know anything about this cross. There's a family downstate that knows about this cross. A brother in Christ by the name of Ted Stone. You know, Bud and Katie, their son. This cross was made from the metal in the granary. It took his leg off. They almost died. And he made me a cross from that metal that took his leg. Ted more closely follows Jesus Christ today than he ever has. And he had to go through a tough patch. I saw him down in Grand Rapids when he was recovering. He's having a real tough time with it. But now, Ted shares with others what Christ has done for him. He went to the tough patch. And he says, I want to thank the church here for praying for me, interceding for me as I went through that tough patch. And look what happened on the other side. The same thing that happened here in the text. God moved, and people's lives were touched, and there are others that came to Christ as well. We're all called to walk similar paths in different kinds of scenarios. Tough patches lead to deliverance when we start with prayer and Christian community. Deliverance is not always in the form we want. It was martyrdom for some. But deliverance does come. God is faithful. And He will provide whatever we need. Trust Him. Amen. God, thank You for Your Word. Thank You for the book of Acts and the early church and how they struggled like we struggle. They went through tough times like we go through tough times. God, we learn from the early church, both in the mistakes and in the successes, how we can live our life in such a way that You can work mightily in us and through us and in and through others as well. God, help us to be obedient to You till death do us part. Part this life, but be with You forever. And for that, we are grateful. And Lord, as we spend these last few moments together this morning in Holy Communion, remind us of that great and wonderful gift that You gave us in Jesus. For it's in His precious name we do pray. Amen. I know some of you said, Dave, where's the insert for Communion this morning? We oftentimes have an insert. I thought, well, we don't always have an insert because sometimes you just get used to doing things a certain way and we don't pay any attention to what's going on. I wanted to read a few verses from the Gospel of John chapter 6. These are hard verses because they're kind of deep verses. They're very